G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to what I think is episode 419 of ErkPod. Dateline, Manhattan, New York City, Saturday the 9th of February 2013. I'm at the corner of 31st and Lakes, just near my hotel room. And boy, is it bitterly cold. Now, at the end of the last episode, I told you about the struggle to get back from Staten Island to get back to the hotel, and I woke up this morning. It was supposed to be minus 11 degrees Celsius overnight, including the wind chill factor, and we were under a blizzard warning, and the blizzard certainly delivered. What has been called on the local Fox News station the Blizzard of 2013, what has been officially named as Blizzard Nemo. New York City, and in particular the Manhattan area, has been affected, but not as greatly as some of the areas around and some of the states around New York. In the Manhattan area, we received about 12 inches of snow overnight. In areas of Connecticut, they received 3 feet of snow, four feet in places. There was a state of emergency declared in this area. There is still a state of emergency at the moment in Connecticut. The blizzard warning for New York City has been cancelled. The interesting thing about this to me, well, is everything. Because this say doesn't happen. It is approaching noon on the 9th of February. I'm at the corner of 31st and Lexington, just near my hotel. There's a snowplow approaching me now. They put a massive big orange plow onto the front of a garbage truck. And he's putting his scraper down now. Scraping a bit more snow off the roads on Lex. Earlier, the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, reported that all of the primary and secondary roads were open and had been ploughed and will be ploughed on a regular basis. And earlier this morning, 60% of the tertiary roads, as another two ploughs go past. And 60% of the tertiary roads were ploughed. So the roads where I am at the moment, Lex and 31st, are clear. It's a little bit slushy at the intersections where people are trying to cross the road. In fact, I've actually found it easier to go up a little bit where there's been some parked cars that have moved and to go there. There are cars that are pretty much buried in snow. Their owners haven't gone back to them to dig them out. Actually, in the state of Connecticut, all non-emergency vehicles have actually been banned. They want people to stay off the roads, and so too here in New York City. They want people, where possible, to stay off the roads. You can hear there's a bus just went past, a few taxis. There's the occasional private vehicle, but overall it's taxis, commercial vehicles and buses that we can see, and snowplows in this area. So the roads are clear, the parking lanes slushy, the footpaths or the sidewalks are a combination of cleared, not cleared, ice, slush, and it is extremely cold. They say that the last report says that the air temperature is only about minus 2 degrees Celsius, but when it comes down to what it actually feels like, it feels closer to minus 11 degrees Celsius, which, and I can tell you, standing out here right now, I can believe it. I've never been so cold. Never been so cold in my entire life now. There are vehicles driving around. Some of them still have ice on the sides and also a little bit on the roofs. Some more than others. There are trees that are covered in snow, and so every so often there'll be a bit of a breeze, and then some of the snow off the trees and off the leaves and off the branches will come down. There are people walking around, all thankfully dressed for the conditions. A lot of them are wearing a lot better footwear than I am for the snow. I can tell you that my gloves are absolutely saturated. There's a street sign and a set of traffic lights near me where every so often the movement of the sign and of the traffic light brings a little bit more snow down. Here comes a snow plow actually plowing.
Like, mine are literally nasty.
And so the plow's stuck at the traffic lights. Now it's coming around. Is it going to come around the corner or not? No. Yes, it is. It's going to come right past me. Plowing now. So what's happening now, the plow truck has actually stopped right in front of me, and there's a couple of guys trying to clear the area where the pedestrians cross for the traffic. So, needless to say, the guys working behind me are working pretty hard to ensure that the... Oh, sorry, I almost slipped. To ensure that the footpath area onto the road is clear. They're actually spraying, shoveling salt down, so it's a little less slippery. Now, as a result of the storm, they've attached snow plows to the front of their garbage trucks, and so as a result, there's no garbage or recycling service, because, needless to say, all of these guys are busy trying to keep the roads clear. Many of these people have been working 12-hour shifts, and there's still so much work to be done before nature actually takes its course. There is still snow falling as we speak, both from the sky and from upper levels of buildings. Signs, trees, branches, passing vehicles as the snow plows go by.
And of course the snowblowers and the snowblowers, their main job is to keep the roads open and to get the snow off the roads. I've been watching the media coverage this morning on Fox 5, which is the local Fox station here in New York. They've been concentrating a lot on the Connecticut area. Another snowplow arrives. And it's really good to see the work going on firsthand. These are awful conditions to work in. Very cold, very wet, very uncomfortable. But then again, it's New York. These guys are used to snow. I'm not. And my hands are absolutely freezing. I'm not sure if it's better to keep the gloves on or keep the gloves off because they are wet. Many of the local businesses are still open. There are people walking around, some shopping, some people like me taking lots of photos. There are others who are obviously local. They've seen this sort of stuff all before. And, you know, it won't be the first time and it won't be the last time that they've experienced it. Got all their equipment they need, their warm clothes and their brushes to brush away the snow off their cars, like a guy in front of me is doing right now. Now the snow on top of this car, I can see it caked on the bonnet, for instance. It's a good 3 or 4 inches thick. And so you can't just drive off with the cars in this sort of condition. You have to clear the snow, because apart from anything else, apart from the fact that you can't see anything, it's adding extra weight to the car. So the guy's just using a small broom. It's snow's coming off quite easily. And there's a broom on, he's using a broom on one end and a scraper on the other. Now during this time the subway is basically running at normal service. Buses are running. They're getting through the streets the best they can. There may be some delays there. The Long Island Railroad is running a 2-hour service on its 4 busiest lines. And unbelievably, in these conditions, there are still people riding their bikes. I've seen some people out running, which is absolutely ridiculous, and wearing shorts and whatnot. There's actually a really good feature on the New York City website at the moment that you can view, and it's also on Apple, I believe, where you can actually check to see when your street has been plowed and what category of street, primary, secondary or tertiary, your street actually is. And you can see on the map when it was last plowed. The major airports are open again. LaGuardia, JFK and Newark, they're all open. There are major delays, of course, but those airports are now, have reopened. And it's just interesting to just stand here and watch people go about whatever it is that they're doing. Whether it be walking around, whether it be driving around, whether it be shoveling the snow off the sidewalk, or indeed getting rid of the snow off your car. When I got up this morning, the first thing that I did was have a look outside my window. I don't really have a spectacular view. From my hotel. It's just of surrounding buildings and the roof, etc. But you could see the snow there on the various rooftops and whatnot. I then came downstairs and I took a series of photos using my iPad. Of course, my iPhone was stolen on 70,000 tons of metal. And so the easiest way I have to put photos on the interweb is to use my iPad. And of course, I'm not going to take my iPad out with me on a daily basis. So I just went to the front of the hotel, took some snaps of what I can see around me, and then I headed back into the hotel, uploaded them. And then I went around, I took a walk around the street, I took a walk around the block. My original destination was the deli across the road, but it was just, with the shoes that I've got on, it was just too dangerous to cross the road here at 31st and Lakes. And so I thought, well, okay, I'll go for a walk around the block, see what that's like. Took some more photos going around the block. And then I came back and some cars that were previously out parked outside the hotel had gone. So I crossed the road a bit further up and went to the deli, got some food, had some ice cream, which might surprise you on this weather, but it was nice. And then I've come out and had a further walk around. So I'm going to try and attempt to build a snowman. I'm going to need both hands free, so I won't be recording during the bit, but I will take a photo of the snowman as I build it. Never built a snowman before, but I'm going to give it a red hot go anyway.
Welcome back to Ekpod Dateline, Manhattan, New York City, Sunday the 10th of February 2013. I'm at the corner of East 31st Street and Park Avenue, going for a walk to kick off my Sunday, and boy was my Saturday interesting. After I spoke to you on the last part of the episode, I was slip sliding around everywhere in the snow and the ice and the slush, and so I found a shoe store about a block and a half away from my hotel. So I decided to get some new shoes. Enslow's Shoes and Pephodotics, 470 Park Avenue South. And so I went there, and a really nice guy fitted me with some shoes. I donated my old shoes to the charity bin that they had out the front. And let me tell you, walking around in these shoes was so much better. You know, where I'd actively avoid the slush because of, you know, I knew that, you know, just walking along the footpath I could slip. These boots, absolutely no problem. They're a fairly similar standard to what I'd actually wear at my place of employment. And so, by the time I get home, they'll be well and truly worn in, and that will be cool. You know, I spent a bit more than I probably should have, but then again, I thought, well, with these shoes, I'll have them for a long time, and also, the benefit is that I'll be able to walk around with confidence and be able to play in the snow. So, with these new shoes, I headed from 31st Street, and I headed in the direction of Broadway. Prior to buying the new shoes, I had tried to build a snowman, and I'd also built a few snowballs. But I actually made it to Broadway, and I found an elevated garden bed, which was absolutely covered in snow. So there I spent about the next 15 minutes building a snowman, or as Hearn from Canada called it, a snow pile, but I still like to think it was a snowman. It had a face and it had my glasses on, and considering it was my first ever snowman, I was quite proud of it. There was an Asian guy who saw it, and he was quite proud of it as well, and he took a photo of me and the snowman, and he also took a photo of it on his camera. So he was rather pleased by that. I was rather pleased by it. And it was a nice afternoon to be walking around, even though the snow was falling. The snow was still falling in the afternoon. There was a combination of snow on the side of the road and slushy stuff at the intersections. The city did a really good job of clearing all the roads. Lots of people were just out there walking, having fun. There was the occasional person, and this happened to me outside the hotel, but not as bad as it happened to some people. There's a lot of areas out there in the city that don't have what I'd call an awning over the footpath outside their shop. You know, built in as part of the building. Some of them only have like a canvas awning that runs from the door out to the side of the road, and that is about it. So sometimes getting shelter in these parts of New York City isn't exactly easy. There's one that I'm coming up to now, for instance, which is basically of like a canvas construction. And it looks like it's a type that, if need be, you can detach it and you can take it away. Some of them you actually can fold in, but this one looks like it's pretty much permanently there. And what was happening with the snow was that the snow was gathering on the roof, and it didn't matter the shape, if it was more circular at the top like a dome, or if it was angled or peaked, or even if it was flat, snow was gathering on it. And so what was happening was occasionally there'd be a mini avalanche, so to speak, and the snow would come off the roof and down onto some person below. Also, because it's winter at the moment, many of the trees don't have leaves, and so the snow was caught in the branches, and there'd be some wind or something like that, and snow would come down, and it would, and it would hit somebody. And there were a couple of moments there where a couple of people got absolutely slammed, and I am looking at it happening, and it just looks like it's in slow motion. That it's, you know, it's going to happen. You know they won't be able to get out of the way, and you know that when it does hit, it is going to be awfully cold. So I had fun playing in the snow. As I said, I walked from 31st Street to 54th Street and then back. I went to the FDNY Superstore and the museum. Not the museum, the fire education centre that they run, but it was closed due to the storm, so I missed out on that. So I headed back to the hotel, and then I headed out again. I wanted to upload the snow photos to Flickr and to Facebook and be able to share them on Twitter and that sort of thing. So I asked the guy at the hotel reception where was a good internet cafe nearby, because what a lot of people are doing now when it comes to internet is, of course, they've got it on their own personal device, or they use Wi-Fi hotspots. So there isn't as much need for the traditional internet cafe. So they're a lot harder to find than what they used to be. So the guy directed me to one, and I made it there. His directions were good, and I'm getting used to the way that the streets are located and numbered around here. So I did that. But the machines were really old. He was running like Windows XP. The machines were really slow, and I couldn't get the card reader to work. So while I was there, I looked up another place, and that was closer to downtown. So I ended up going there, spending a couple of hours there, uploading the photos and whatnot. So if you follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, they would have been up the same day that they were taken. So that was cool. And then I came back to the hotel, and I had a couple of hot dogs from the 7-Eleven. Now, I can't remember if I mentioned this earlier, but I like American Orange Fanta. Ages ago, up until about 2003, 2004, I used to really love Orange Fanta back in Australia. But what they did, they changed the formula and they added fruit to it, which gave it a different taste, which I didn't like. But here, I haven't gone the added fruit option, and it's as I remember it, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm drinking it while I can. So I had a couple of hot dogs and a gulp of Orange Fanta, and then I back to the hotel and back to bed. So today, having a look outside my window, I haven't got a great view
out my window. I've just other buildings' roofs and other buildings and stuff. Not much had changed except the snow had melted off the ledge. However, coming out here today, the snow has reduced. I don't think there's been any snowfalls overnight. But there are still some vehicles that are covered. They're vehicles that obviously haven't moved at all during the snow. The snow plows, they direct the snow to the side of the roads, to the edge of the sidewalk, etc. And it has reduced somewhat. The roads, of course, are slushy, but cars seem to be getting through okay. So the footpaths are a lot clearer than what they were yesterday. Of course, you get people, they put down salt, and a lot of people outside their homes or outside their businesses, they put salt down and they shovel the snow, because after all, they want you to be able to, especially for those businesses, they want you to be able to get into their business. And if there's two businesses side by side of exactly the same thing, and I'll explain it the same way that I explained to a work colleague the concept of a gay-friendly hotel. If you've got two businesses identical in every way, and there's one that has shoveled and there's one that hasn't, well, you're going to go into the one that has shoveled, because it's easier for you to get into. And that's like a gay-friendly hotel. If you happen to be gay, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's two hotels side by side, and in every way they're identical, except one says they're gay-friendly and one doesn't. Well, which one are you going to go for? Of course you're going to go for the one that is gay-friendly. So I'm now at, where am I, East 39th and Park. Everyone seems to be getting around quite well. As I've possibly mentioned before, New York City actually escaped the conditions quite well. There was about 12 inches of snow in Manhattan, whereas in other places, Connecticut especially, 3 to 4 feet. Unfortunately, it's not all fun and games. There have been 10 to 15 deaths that have been linked in some way to the storm. And some of it was, you know, people having accidents, running off the road, all of that sort of stuff, hitting trees. Now, if it would have occurred anyway at another time, who knows? But it's being reported as a snowstorm-related death. There were some people that have actually died due to carbon monoxide poisoning. There was a case I was reading about in Connecticut where there was a father and son, and the little boy was in the car, and the father had the engine running to keep the engine warm and to keep the car warm, and he was outside shoveling the snow so they can get to wherever it was that they were going. But unfortunately, the exhaust pipe was covered by snow, and so that blocked the carbon monoxide from getting out, and it's filled the cabin of carbon monoxide, and it's killed the boy. Yeah, it's always bad when those sort of things happen, and, you know, there is a fun side to all this sort of stuff, but then again, there's also the people that are out in the storm working really hard, like the sanitation guys and the emergency services and people who work for the city and that sort of thing. And then, of course, you have the
the deaths, whether people were well and truly advised in the New York and Connecticut areas and New Jersey areas. They were warned that if you don't have to drive, don't drive, but people were still out driving anyway. As I might have mentioned earlier, the state of Connecticut, and I also found out, also read that the state of Massachusetts also banned non-emergency vehicles, non-storm related vehicles to be out on the road. I was also reading a case today, or a couple of cases today, that even though the storm was going on, two people died here in New York City in relation to being murdered because they were shot. Now, it could be said that this might have happened anyway, so you can't really say that, you know, this was related to the snowstorm. Like, you know, someone who dies because they run off the road because they can't see where they're going, or the case of the boy that I mentioned had died for carbon monoxide poisoning. Well, yeah, 100% you could say that was as a direct result of the storm. Or somebody who had a heart attack because they were out shoveling snow. Well, you could say, yeah, that was a direct result of being in the snowstorm. However, I don't know if you could say that somebody being, somebody being shot by somebody else while there was a storm happened to be on. I don't know if you could say that. You know, that might have been just a coincidence that, that might have just been a coincidence that that was going on, and you can't really say for sure that the only reason that happened was because of the storm. You would like to think that the conditions were such that people weren't going out and committing shootings and drive-by shootings and whatnot, but then again, it's probably likely to say that it would have happened anyway. It wouldn't have mattered if it was 100 degrees or if it was 15 degrees. It would have happened anyway. Interestingly, I was also reading about the naming of said storm. Some people have been saying that it's Winter Storm or Blizzard Nemo. Apparently that's the name given to it by the Weather Channel. In Connecticut, it was known as Winter Storm Charlotte. Some agencies or some media outlets refused to actually give it a name. I know the local Fox channel here, Fox 5, they were calling it Blizzard 2013. The National Weather Service actually doesn't name winter storms and, you know, blizzards and all of that sort of stuff. They'll name things like hurricanes and typhoons, but they won't name winter storms. And I can understand that because, okay, yesterday it was very bad in Connecticut. My buddy Scott from the Uncommon Sense podcast, he got 28 inches of snow in New Hampshire. So that was, you know, that was a lot more than I got here. But every time snow falls in winter in somewhere like New York or Connecticut or the Northeast or the Northwest or Chicago or wherever, does it have to have a name? You know, does it have to have a name for it to be like a legitimate storm, so to speak? And if it doesn't have a name, it's not important. Just makes me wonder about that. Anywho, I'm at Grand Central Station. And when I was here the other day, I really didn't go in and have a look. So I'm going to get something to eat. And I'm going to go in and have another... I'm going to go in and have a look. This will probably form another episode. One interesting thing that I should note before I go, talking about the storm and related things. Looking at the Weather Channel weather app that I've been using over the past few days, today, Sunday the 10th of February, it's not expected to get above freezing, 0 degrees Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, until 1 p.m. However, and then the top temperature is only expected to be 2 degrees Celsius. But when it comes to what it actually feels like with wind chill and whatnot, it doesn't get into anything above freezing all day. But having said all that, it doesn't feel that cold. I actually felt, maybe because this was a combination of the rain and the driving ice, it doesn't really feel that cold. Maybe I've become acclimatized to it as well. But Friday, with the rain and everything, that was uncomfortable. Yeah, I can walk around in this today, it'll be fine. It'll be fine walking around in this today. You know, every so often I'll go inside a building just to get a bit of warmth back and all of that sort of stuff. But Friday was actually... Friday morning and Friday afternoon, in terms of how cold it was and how I actually felt, that was the worst day. Today, relatively comfortable. The sun is out, and so maybe that contributes part to it. I think it's tomorrow, or is it Tuesday? It's actually expected to be 8 degrees Celsius, which in terms of what it has been over the last couple of days, it's supposed to be, that's a heat wave. But then again, that's with rain. Overnight, the temperature supposedly got down to minus 10 degrees Celsius, feels like minus 16. I didn't feel it, I was in my hotel room with the heat on. So I didn't feel it. It felt awesome. But I'd only been out when I arrived back at the hotel last night at about 11 o'clock. I'd been out and it didn't feel anything into the minuses at all, and especially, you know, like minus 10. It didn't feel like that at all. But as I said, maybe I'm acclimatised to it. Anywho, I'm Merc. I'm just going to go for a short walk, get something to eat, and then that will be it for the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed experiencing it for myself, apart from, you know, of course, show content. Thanks for listening. From New York City, I'm Merc. Good night, Interweb.